flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We need to talk to our guy, Brian Geltzeiler. He does a show on Sirius XM, NBA host, and has covered the league for a very long time. Brian, it's good to have you back on the show. The Hawks have been playing really well, obviously overcoming some injuries, and I want to start here with Trae Young, because we know you've been critical of Trae. He leads the league in assists. I'm just curious to think or to know what you think about Trae and what you've seen this season and why you think he's having the success he's having.
Well, I think, when I've been critical about Trae Young, there's been a couple of different factors I've criticized. Number one has been his defense, first and foremost. Number two has been his shot selection. Listen, his defense probably isn't much better, guys, if I'm being perfectly frank about it. But the infrastructure around him to hide him is significantly better. Dyson Daniels makes Trae Young a better player, because Dyson Daniels guards the toughest perimeter guy on the other team. Young is left on an island a heck of a lot less having Dyson Daniels next to him. And so you look at from a team-building standpoint to say, okay, we're gonna commit to Trae Young and trade DeJounte Murray. We bring in a guy in the Murray trade that actually makes Young better on the side of the floor that he needed the most improvement. The other thing is that Trae Young is leading the league in assists. I mean, he's still only shooting 34% from three. He's just taking smarter shots. He's not chucking like he used to chuck. He's got good players around him. Listen, Jalen Johnson has been outstanding. Love the player. Feel like, you know, he's a borderline all-star here for what he's done. And Young's been a big reason for that. You know, the thing about Young here is the way he's moved the ball has been contagious up and down this roster. And the unselfishness of this group has been one of the hallmarks of why their offense has been as good as it's been. Obviously, Hunter has been very, very good off the bench. And I think that's something that you cannot underrate. Since he's come back, he's played really, really well for them. And I love how Quinn Snyder's kept that bench intact. But you look at Young, this is about having the right defensive infrastructure around them. And this is about a little bit of a change in mindset for Trae Young, and I give him a whole lot of credit for that. So I think they've built something around Young that is sustainable and works well, and he seems to fit it and be comfortable in the role. And I don't think it was like that last year with him and Murray together.
Right. We talked about you. Every time we get you on, brother, people go, what did he say? You really trigger some Trae fans. But I think it's on point.
I got to say when I'm wrong. And I've been critical of him in the past. He's played much better this year. There's no two ways about it. And again, some is the team, some is him, but it's working, and you can't deny that.
No, the DeJounte Murray thing. Carl made the statement when he first did this years ago. Two ball dominant point guards cannot coexist. Trey's happy, even though he might say, "Oh, I really love playing with DeJounte." No, he didn't. And so I think to your point, you know, he's really got things cooking. The question now is this ownership group ready to get into one of these aprons that nobody friggin' understands? And what do we do to get better to put, you know, push us securely into the playoffs and not the play in?
So, all right. First of all, six seed right now, right? And that's looking pretty good. I might not do a thing. The one thing you could potentially see is maybe they try to use the Capella expiring contract to bring in another shot maker, but I'd be careful. I kind of like that little center rotation with Capella and Okongwu. You know, they'll take advantage of the fact that Nance potentially, and that just hurt right now, but that Nance potentially could be a guy that can play backup five. So if the right deal came along, the Capella contract's attractive, and the Hawks certainly have picks to trade. So that would be the one spot that I would see. Maybe you'd look to shore that up depending upon who's available. But the other thing that I think the Hawks can do here is go the route that the Thunder went last year. Listen, the Thunder tried to make a deal last year with Gordon Hayward, and it was a spectacular failure. Expiring deal, no one cared, didn't matter, and they were done. The Rockets are likely to choose this route this year, which is have them stay on the course because we got a lot of young guys. And let's let this season play out and see who distinguishes themselves as we get late in the season into the playoffs as guys we want to keep and guys we may want to trade. And I think that's smart for the Hawks right now. There's a lot of really good young players here, and I'd be very careful in making some kind of win-now move at the expense of that. And that's, again, I go back to the Capella contract, that expiring deal. Not a bad deal to use if you're able to bring in the type of player. And this is the most important factor, guys. Position is less important. Fitting the age trajectory of my core group, Young, Hunter, Johnson, Daniels, Risa Shea, Okongwu, that is what I am more concerned with in terms of what they would do with the deadline. So I'd be very interested to watch and see how all that shook out. Listen, I would say this. You know, Zach LaVine is going to be a guy that teams are looking at here. If I'm Atlanta, I might kick the tires a little bit. Guys having a super year and gives you another dynamic score at the wing position, allows you to play a little bit smaller. That's assuming you know you're going to get Nance back at 100% to be able to be a guy that can back up a Conwell at five. Listen, you're a little smaller that way, but it's a whole, they're a load to guard with another shot maker of that caliber.
Good call. And Lance has been shooting the lights out when he's on the floor. We're talking with Brian Geltziler, guys, SiriusXM NBA host, Hawks in Detroit tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell me about the Cavs. I mean, we know about the Celtics. And by the way, the Hawks have beaten the Cavs, you know, twice. They've beaten the Celtics twice. They beat the Knicks. So all these top teams in the East. But tell me what the difference is with the Cavaliers and why they are top of the Eastern Conference.
Donovan Mitchell and sacrifice. That is where it starts. Kenny Atkinson came in there. And keep one thing in mind. Remember last year the season ended. And, you know, the Athletic last year with a couple of team season endings had the day after their season ends and they get knocked out of the playoffs, the expose on what went wrong with our team, right? So their big piece with the Cavs added on good authority that if Donovan Mitchell signed a contract extension, Clutch Sports had let the Cavs know and Kobe Altman know Darius Garland's going to ask out. Well, guess what? They signed Donovan Mitchell contract extension. They signed Kenny Atkinson to stay. And Kenny Atkinson went to all parties involved and said, give me a chance to make this work. What they've been able to do is get Donovan Mitchell to understand the ball doesn't have to be in his hands all the time. And if Garland's going to reach his potential for this team and be the kind of guy they need him to be to advance in the playoffs and be a championship contender, Mitchell has to have the ball less. If Mobley is going to be that kind of guy, again, Mitchell has to have the ball in his hands less. Mobley has to see it. Now, Mobley has added to his game. He's become a much better perimeter shooter. They're using him more. But this is about the fact that Donovan Mitchell isn't really worried about putting up numbers. And listen, Donovan Mitchell can go get his when that's necessary for the Cavaliers to win, but he doesn't have to do that often because of how much they're sharing the ball. The other thing for them is, you know, they have that big four, per se, because Jared Allen's having a super year for them as well. The fifth spot, they've been mixing and matching brilliantly. Karis LeVert's having a really good year when he plays in that spot. They have Max Strus back from injury. When Strus was out, Ty Jerome was a stud. Like, Isaac Okoro can come in and guard his spot there really well. So they have found the ability to mix and match off that bench. And Atkinson has them where guys are moving more off the ball. There's not as much standing around. And they're spreading the floor a little bit better than they had. So I look at this, and it's systemic, but the sacrifice part for Donovan Mitchell has been enormous. He's done a super job. And listen, I voted him to be an all-star starter, and his numbers really don't necessarily bear it out. But when you watch it and you look at the eye test, what he's done, the gravitas that he has, the attention that he draws from defenses allows everybody else to be better when he gets the ball out of his hands. And he's doing it a lot.
It is Brian Geltzeiler, guys, from Sirius XM NBA host, joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know the Suns picked up some first-round picks, but I guess it's maybe not for Jimmy Butler. Where does Jimmy Butler wind up?
It's a great question. If you guys, if you told me I had to give you a Jimmy Butler answer right now and my life depended on it, I'd say it's going to be in Miami after the trade deadline.
Really?
Because, yeah, there is. And I know that he'd have turned up the efforts to try to trade him. But the reason I say that is this. Okay, and I'll put it back on you guys. Are you taking Jimmy Butler's word that he's opting out of $52 million next year? Because I'm not. If there's not a better deal on the table for him, he's going to opt into $52 million. And the thing is, if I'm not willing, I hear the number Butler wants is three at 150. Now, I might give him three at 100 to bring him on board. Three at 150? Are you kidding? That's a crazy number. So when I look at the whole situation, listen, Phoenix wants him. Phoenix just made that deal yesterday to get more first. But I think, listen, could it help him get Butler? It certainly could. The other thing that I think part of that is that Phoenix is realizing they have a Bradley Beal problem. Even if Phoenix doesn't get Jimmy Butler, I could see them using a handful of those first to get somebody to take Bradley Beal to a place he'd be willing to go. That I could potentially see happening. Could maybe it be back to Washington for them to collect a few firsts and a Kuzma-Brogdon package goes back to the Suns, something like that. Again, I'm spitballing. That's not intel. That's me just throwing things out. But I think that's the larger problem for Phoenix. When it comes to Miami, Miami is a limited market. Miami figured teams like Houston and San Antonio would be hot on Butler. They tried to talk to Memphis, and Memphis was interested in Butler. Butler doesn't want to sign an extension in Memphis, which I think is crazy, because if you're a guy that wants to go win basketball games, why not turn around and be able to go join John Morant and Jaren Jackson? Jaren Jackson.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's having a huge year. Another guy I voted as an all-star in the West. He's been super this year. Why not go play with them? You can win a title this year with that group if you're Jimmy Butler and you can walk in there. Butler doesn't want to be there. So, Butler's done this enough times right now that there are teams that are looking at him and say, who the hell needs this? Listen, there was teams that didn't want to deal with this stuff when Butler was 27 and 28. Who wants to deal with it when he's 35? So Jimmy Butler's got some stink on him right now. And I think for Miami here, they're not going to take a bath on him. And I don't blame them because, listen, look at what's happened to the Clippers and letting Paul George go for nothing. They took those salary slots and filled them with mid-tier, mid-range types of guys who have played really well for them. The Derrick Jones Juniors of the world that have helped that. Chris Dunn's been a productive player for them. They used some of that money to extend Zubac, extend Terrence Mann, and they've widened out and lengthened their roster. I think the Heat see a scenario like that to support Adebayo, to support Tyler Hero, and Khalil Ware has played great for them lately. So to me, if I'm Miami, I don't take a bath on him. I'm willing to, even if I have to live with the $52 million for next year, I'd probably deal with it. I'd maybe play chicken with him that he'd opt out on it because he claims he doesn't want to be in Miami anymore, doesn't feel appreciated. But if I'm Miami, I don't take a bath, and I don't think a lot of teams are lining up. There's not any kind of robust market for Jimmy Butler right now.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.